is VOA News. I'm Helena. President Vladimir Putin put Russia's nuclear deterrent on high alert on Sunday. The drastic move coming in the face of a barrage of Western reprisals for his war on Ukraine. Ukraine says it has repelled Russian ground forces attacking its biggest cities. The United States said Sunday that President Putin was escalating the war with dangerous rhetoric. The biggest assault on a European state since World War II was not producing rapid victories, but instead generating a far-reaching and concerted Western response. Fewer than 4 days after it started, the invasion has triggered a Western political, strategic, economic, and corporate response unprecedented in its extent and coordination. The European Union's chief executive said the 27-nation bloc will close its airspace to Russian airlines, fund supplies of weapons to Ukraine, and ban some pro-Kremlin media outlets in response to Russia's invasion.
For the first time ever, the European Union will finance the purchase and delivery of weapons and other equipment to a country that is under attack.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen on Sunday.
In another unprecedented step, we will ban in the European Union the Kremlin's media machine. The state-owned Russia Today and Sputnik, as well as their subsidiaries, will no longer be able to spread their lies to justify Putin's war and to sow division in our union.
She added that we are proposing a prohibition on all Russian-owned, Russian-registered, or Russian-controlled aircraft. This is VOA News.